In the name of the one true living God. Amen. Let's do me a favor. Breathe in. Breathe out. Again. Breathe in. Now breathe out. Doesn't that feel good? Yes, my friends, it is a new day. This past week, a huge weight, was lifted from our collected shoulders, especially those of us who held higher ideals, higher hopes and dreams for this nation, its leaders, and its people. There has been too much loss, too much turmoil, too much hate, too much unknowing, too many empty promises, too much questioning over whose best interest we have at heart over these last 10 months or so, even longer for many of us. Too long. The words of the ancient Hebrew children always ringing in my head, and perhaps yours, how long, O Lord, how long? And when we thought we could sink no lower, grieve loss no more, many of us were totally undone. As we stared at our televisions and devices and witnessed the chaos and turmoil that happened on the Feast of Epiphany, January 6th, in our nation's capital. But 2 weeks later to the day, Inauguration Day came, and this past Wednesday, we witnessed a new day unfold. I don't know about you, but there was no office work that day for me. No working on the scriptures for today as I sat glued to the television and to my iPad, making sure that I did not miss a thing. And did you see what I saw? Did you hear what I heard? Not an insurrection, not a mob, but a fairer and more deliberate picture of folks who represented the America that we are and that we hope for. And we witnessed and heard a man who is not ashamed to acknowledge God or his faith, take his oath. And we witnessed and heard a woman who looks like us, y'all, take her oath. A weight was lifted and new work began almost immediately. And with God's help, and with all of us doing our part, it is and will continue to be a brighter day. January 20th, 2021 was not perfect. And we are not perfect. We never were. We perhaps never will be. Lord knows we have a long road to go, but it was a first step. There were many highlights and more than hints of solemnity throughout the day, as Wednesday was a very special day. But there was one star, one light that twinkled especially, that came from the voice and presence of the 22-year-old poet laureate Amanda Gorman, who in her poem, "The Hill We Climb," gave us this vision. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gaze, not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first. We must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so that we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true, that even as we grieved, we grew, that even as we hurt, we hoped, that even as we tired, we tried, that we'll forever be tied together victorious, not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. What I hear in Amanda's words is an echoing of God's word, a modern day prophet retelling God's salvific plan, not only for this nation, but for the world. For when God created humankind, we were made in God's image, in God's likeness. We weren't created to serve God and to be in union with one another, free to make choices, to love, to create, to reason, and to live in harmony with creation and with God. So says God's word, and page 845 in the Book of Common Prayer, the beginning of our catechism. But soon, humanity forgot. Somehow we forgot. Humankind often forgot to love. We often forgot to be about inclusion. We often forgot to reason. We often forgot that we were to live in harmony, to care for creation, to walk with God, to make it plain for those who insisted 2 weeks ago that this is not who we are. Yeah, it is. Our very existence has been from the beginning a dance of love and hate. The powerful versus the powerless. Inclusion and banishment. The rich lording over the poor. Bigotry. Classism. Hatred. And all else. Those things came and went, just like the rivers and oceans that ebb and flow. But what did God do? God never gave up on humankind. God continued to love who and what God created. And God sent messengers and prophets, prophets like Jonah, who passed on God's pronouncements to get it right before the Lord your God, to get right with each other. And when we didn't get it, when we could not wrap our heads around it, God sent God's only begotten Son to show us how. This morning, we heard Mark's version of Jesus' call to his first disciples, a call that simply said, "Follow me. Follow me. Follow me, and your lives will change. Follow me and help me change the world. Follow me and take part in God's plan for salvation." Pick a gospel, any gospel, and Jesus sets for his followers and for us an example of how to live. The invitation is still the same. As followers of Christ and by our baptisms, we are also called to a different way of living. Jesus says to us, as he did to his first disciples, "Follow me. Follow me. Follow me, and I will make you fish for people. Follow me so that you may know how to love and to serve, to invite and accept, to walk with kindness and patience, to proclaim the good news and be the good news. Yes, to be one as he and the Father are one. To be who we were meant to be from the beginning, the beloved children of God. Oh, we are far from polished. We are a flawed humanity. We are all sinners in need of a Savior. But that does not mean that we don't strive to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We are called to strive for unity and purpose. We are to look for commonality and those things that unite us, and not continually navel gaze at what stands between us. We are to close the divide and lay aside our weapons and arms and reach out to one another with integrity and justice, with compassion and generosity. That is what we were called for some 2,000 years ago. It applies even today. I pray that one day soon, we will all be able to stand before our God and say that even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together victorious. not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. It is a new day. And you and I, we are a part of it. Follow me, Jesus said. Follow me and your lives will change. Follow me and help me change the world. It will be hard and messy. But remember, we do not go it alone. For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it. Amen.